Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
At the 20th anniversary of the Thanksgiving in a Basket event on Tuesday, we couldn't let the night slip away without talking about one of the most epic games in Patriots history. Taking the wind over the ball in overtime, seeing Wes Welker in enemy colors, and putting this one away as they move forward to the Houston Texans. Robert Kraft added his comments to all that and more on Tuesday night.
I never witnessed in 20 years as an owner, that first half was just brutal. And it was unbelievable. And then thinking that there was a quarterback like Peyton Manning on the other side and see the adjustment at halftime. I think in 17 minutes from being shut out in the first half and then in 17 minutes scoring 21 points, unanswered points, it was great. And this, I really believe this did something very special for our team, you know, because it wasn't just offense and defense, it was special teams. Look at that play at the end of the game. It was great. I couldn't go to sleep till 4 in the morning.
Would you have surrendered the ball in overtime? Did you get nervous?
I'll be completely honest. When Bill chose the win, I said, what is he doing? Someone said, don't you have a phone down there? I said, someone from L.A. who was with us and who flew in that day just for the game. And, you know, but I spoke with him and chatted about it afterwards. And, you know, once again, he was on top of things. And what they figured out that by choosing to win, it was an incremental 20 yards. That they needed to be able to kick. And sure enough, it was a very wise decision. And probably, as a fan, probably one. I don't think 80, 90% of our fans would have thought that giving Peyton Manning the ball in overtime was going to be in our best interest.
How long did it take you to get over seeing Wes in that orange uniform?
Well, you know, I have a deep affection for Wes, as the entire organization does, and I know our fan base, and, you know, that was not our first choice, seeing him in an orange uniform, and he's been doing great, and I'm just happy we're on the winning end of that game.
What a comeback.
The odds were slightly over 1%, less than 2% at halftime for us to come back. And by the way, you know, the NFL, I got a number of calls. It was the highest rated game in 17 years on Sunday night. And I had a lot of friends. Well, the West Coast, it was easy. They, you know, it was, what, quarter of 11, I guess, or quarter of 10. When the game finished. But we had a lot of sleepy people Monday morning, but it was worth it. And, actually the whole day was great. And it's what the NFL really does in many ways. It brings the communities together. But that win was one of the special all-time wins for a regular season game. I think of the snow game, the last game ever played in the old stadium. But after that one, this one was, given who was playing on the other side, given their record, given the rivalry of Tommy and Peyton, it was pretty cool.
How do you feel about people who bailed on you at halftime?
Well, you know, not too many did. I understand them bailing. One of our players who's from the deep south had a bunch of, his family came up to the game, I think 17 members, and I wanted to meet him at the end of the game, and I said, the kids were crying, they were never so cold in all their life, they bailed in the second quarter, but that's part of football in New England. And I mean, I think everyone who was there in the game, especially if they were there with kids, will never forget this game.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.